as a teacher, I look and I say, why are they doing that? That's not a decision that makes any sense. And so then they do it, and it makes the situation worse. And then they try something else, and I think, why are they doing that? That's not the problem. And then the situation gets worse. And I have sat back and watched that for a long time. And I'm not going to sit back anymore. They're making a decision that's going to make things worse. And every educator knows that. And now we're seeing it. And I think that at some point, people just need to stand up and be heard about this kind of thing. Kids need stability. And there's a lot of poverty in Muskegon Heights, and they especially need stability. And when you start out by firing all of their teachers, you've taken the stability away. You've taken the safety net away. Where there's high teacher turnover, the test scores go down. So, you know, we know this. We know we don't want high teacher turnover. Why are we using a system which has high teacher turnover? Then we even initiate it by firing all of the teachers. The people who live in Muskegon Heights want this to work so badly. And I guess I'm getting the feeling sometimes that sometimes people might think it's a reflection on their children if there's a problem. And this is not a reflection on the children, on the teachers. There's great principals over there. It's not a reflection on any of those. I think that the decision-making has been flawed all along.